Hello, this is a brief introduction into what is Mishnah. Mishnah belongs to the part of Torah that is called Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah, meaning we have the written Torah, Torah Shebiktav, that includes, for example, the Chumash, Bereishis Shmot VeYikra BeMidbar Devarim, and it also includes Nevi'im, the Sfarim of Yehoshua, Shmuel, Shoftim, etc., and also something called Ketuvim, the Megillot, for example. So all of Tanakh, that's called Torah Shebiktav, the written Torah. Why? Because it was all written down. Moshe wrote the Torah on parchment, the five Chumashim, and later Nevi'im wrote what they had to say also on parchment, and that's the written Torah. However, there's another section of Torah, which is called Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah. Now, what does that mean? The oral Torah is an explanation of the written Torah. For example, if you look inside the Torah gives mitzvot. For example, it might say to build a sukkah, but the Torah doesn't say exactly how to build a sukkah. It doesn't say how many walls a sukkah needs. It doesn't say how tall it has to be. Those are all teachings that were given over by heart from generation to generation. In fact, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, that was at the end of 40 years of being in the desert. And until that time, he only taught them orally. So at the end of the 40 years when Moshe Rabbeinu writes down, for example, that you should put tzitzit on your garment, Bnei Yisrael knew that that meant only if you have a four-cornered garment, even though it doesn't say in the Torah that tzitzit only applies to a four-cornered garment, or it's only really a mitzvah for men. Because that's what Moshe had taught them over the years. The oral teaching, the Torah Shebal Peh that he had taught them over the years, that is something that Bnei Yisrael took with them. Now, the oral Torah was not meant to be written down. It was meant to be a lively discussion given over from a Rebbe to their Talmud from generation to generation. And every now and then, if there would ever be a dispute as to what the law should be, matters were brought to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was the supreme Jewish court, and any questions were resolved there. Now, this went on for hundreds of years, but there came a time towards a little bit after the end of the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. There was a lot of persecutions of Bnei Yisrael, and a rabbi by the name of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi saw that the Torah Shebal Peh was in danger of being forgotten. There was just too much persecution going on among Bnei Yisrael. So he took advantage of a little bit of a calm period. Yehuda HaNasi was a friend of a Roman emperor by the name of Antoninus. And Rebbe, or Beinu HaKadosh, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi as he's known, gathered all the scholars of the generation together, and they wrote down the Mishnah. Now, as we said, the oral teaching was never meant to be written down. Rebbe felt he had to do it. There's a pasuk, Eis la'atzot la'Hashem heferu torasecha, even though it's forbidden really to write down Torah Shebal Peh, but he felt the time required it. It's a time for action, and therefore even the Torah really doesn't permit it, he felt he had to do it. But even so, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, it seems, was reluctant to write down every little detail. So he wrote down the Mishnah in a very short format. And a couple hundred years later, even that became too little, and other rabbis began expounding on the Mishnah, began explaining it, and that became what's known as the Gemara, the Talmud. So we have Mishnah, which is the first attempt to write down Torah Shebal Peh. All rabbis who are mentioned in the Mishnah are known as Tanaim. A Tana is a rabbi who's mentioned in the Mishnah. And later on, once the Gemara comes around, we have Amoraim. Those are rabbis who are mentioned in the Gemara. And once you begin Gemara, you'll see that an Amora cannot argue on a Tana, because a Tana comes first. In any case, so that's just a brief introduction to what a Mishnah is.